This is a poem about people who are very sure of what matters in life. I dedicate it to all the gym coaches, sportscasters, and policemen I've had to deal with in my career. The poem is called Fort Bragg. It was cold outside, so we built a fort. We hauled insulation on barges and camels and hoisted joists. Maybe the spanners would pop a strut. Maybe the G-men would call in a shrapnel jockey, but it was fourth down and goal to go. So we heaved one more time, and Bonzo thudded over and he tore up his thigh, but we scored. It was hot, so we harnessed rivers to make ice and packed up the cakes in hard cubes. One squad per 10 cubes. It was an all-day job, but what was, so when our biceps twanged like busted gut, we bent at the knees and took the stairs, saying, watch that corner, and shift grip and flip her on her back, and huh. What we had to do was get our ground beef, like the thick chopper at Foxy's Deli who knows to chop and charge because he has to support his thighs that want new molecules like our own thighs. So we blew sweat off the tips of our noses and said, huh, and hunkered and yanked. What we've had to get was our ground beef, so we have yanked and pumped and piled things up at the fort. If we have lots of piles of things at the fort, and we do, it has been for the ground beef, and that's how it makes sense. As Yogi Stengel once said, when the mud hen flies south, all the badger lips point north. You hear what I'm saying, you grasp the thrust of my remarks. So, thus and forthwith, as a result, we have this fort, such that nobody else gets in, but still we had better stack up some 500 more sandbags, just in case of the unforeseen eventuality, because inside we have some 500 packages of ground beef, punched into slots, and wouldn't those squirmy beagle boys from Shoshone Creek adore to get their mitts on such burger materials? You better bet they would. The situation explains itself.